IUL versus Roth IRA. Both are tax-free. Here is the difference. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Both grow tax-free. Roth has contribution limits, income limits, no loan access. Both an IUL and a Roth IRA grow your money tax-free and let you take income without a tax bill. That much is true, but the comparison stops there. A Roth IRA has income limits, contribution caps, and no built-in loan access. An IUL has none of those restrictions. If you earn too much for a Roth, or you want to put away more than $7,000 a year, an IUL is worth understanding. Why this comparison keeps coming up? Dave Ramsey says buy term and invest the rest. Susie Orman says max your Roth first. Most financial advice treats the Roth IRA as the gold standard for tax-free retirement savings, and for a lot of people, it works fine. But the conversation usually stops there. Nobody asks what happens when you make too much to contribute to a Roth. Nobody asks what happens when you've already maxed your 401k and your Roth, and you still have money sitting in a savings account earning nothing. That is exactly the gap an IUL fills. The reason IUL has a bad reputation almost always comes down to how agents build them. A policy structured for maximum death benefit makes the agent more money up front. A policy structured for maximum cash value makes the client more money over time. Most agents pick themselves. That is the 95% problem, and it is why so many people have heard horror stories. What a Roth IRA actually does, and where it stops. A Roth IRA is a tax-advantaged retirement account. You put in after-tax dollars, the money grows, and qualified withdrawals in retirement come out tax-free. For people under a certain income threshold, it is genuinely useful. Here is where it breaks down. In 2025, single filers earning above $161,000 cannot contribute to a Roth at all. Married couples phase out above $240,000. Even if you qualify, the most you can put in is $7,000 per year, or $8,000 if you are over 50. If you are a business owner or investor putting away $50,000, $100,000, or more per year, the Roth is not built for you at that level. The contribution room runs out fast. There are also no policy loans in a Roth IRA. If you need to access capital before 59 and a half, you either pay taxes and penalties or you don't get the money. What an IUL does differently. An IUL, when properly structured, is a max-funded, minimum death benefit cash value account wrapped in a life insurance contract. The insurance wrapper is what gives it the tax advantages. That last part separates it from almost everything else. You put $100,000 into the policy. You borrow $80,000 to invest in real estate or fund a business deal. The full $100,000 stays in the policy, still earning index-linked returns. That is what we call double dipping. $1 doing two jobs at the same time. There are no income limits on who can fund an IUL. There are no annual contribution caps in the IRS sense. And borrowing from your policy is not a taxable event, so the income you take in retirement comes out without touching your tax bracket. That is the IUL versus Roth IRA story in one paragraph. For a direct comparison with another common alternative, see IUL versus whole life. The and not or rule. A lot of people get tripped up here. They hear about IUL and immediately think they have to choose between it and their Roth or their index funds. That is the wrong frame. Think of it as and not or. The IUL is not replacing your investments. It is where your dollars live before they go into those investments. Think of it as the hub. Dollars flow into the policy, earn index-linked returns with a zero floor, and then get deployed as policy loans into whatever deal or investment makes sense. When the investment returns capital, it flows back through the policy. Every dollar that passes through keeps compounding instead of sitting in a checking account as dead money between deals. A Roth IRA cannot do this. An index fund cannot do this. A 401k definitely cannot do this. The tools work together, not against each other. Receipts, side-by-side comparison. Feature Roth IRAIL, properly structured, tax-free growthiest tax-free income yes, qualified. Yes, policy loans. Income limits yes, $161,000 single / $240,000 married. No annual contribution cap, $7,000/$8,000, 50 plus. No IRS cap early access without penalty limited yes. Via policy loans loan access no yes floor on losses no yes, 0% in bad markets. Death benefit no yes requires proper structure no yes. Critical. Before taking your bank-like call, ask yourself, have you already maxed your Roth and still have capital sitting idle? Are you above the Roth income threshold? Do you have money between deals that is not earning anything meaningful? Do you want to access capital before 59 and a half without penalties? Are you looking for tax-free income in retirement beyond Roth limits? If you check two or more of those, an IUL conversation is worth having. Frequently asked questions. Is an IUL better than a Roth IRA? They solve different problems. A Roth IRA is simpler and works well for people under the income threshold with modest savings goals. An IUL is better when you earn too much for a Roth, want to save more than the contribution caps allow, or need loan access to your capital. Most people who want both should have both. Can I use an IUL as a Roth IRA alternative? Yes, and it is one of the most common reasons high earners come to BankLight. When Roth income limits phase you out, a properly structured IUL gives you the same tax-free income in retirement through policy loans, with no contribution ceiling and no IRS income restriction. What is the catch with IUL tax-free income? The income comes through policy loans, not withdrawals, so the policy needs to stay in force. If the policy lapses, the loans become taxable. That is why structure matters so much. A max-funded, minimum death benefit design keeps the policy healthy and the tax benefits intact for life. Does Dave Ramsey's buy term invest the rest beat an IUL? For someone with no investing discipline or cash flow issues, term plus index funds is reasonable, but it leaves money on the table. Term has no cash value, no loan access, and expires. Invest the rest assumes the dollars actually get invested and not spent. A properly structured IUL keeps every dollar working whether or not you take action each month. What makes an IUL properly structured? Maximum funding, minimum death benefit. You want to put in as much premium as the IRS allows before the policy becomes a modified endowment contract, while keeping the death benefit as low as possible. This flips the math in your favor. At least 95% of agents do the opposite because it pays them more. That is the entire reason structure is the first thing we talk about. If this comparison made sense and you want to see how the numbers work with your specific income and savings rate, that is what a strategy call is for. Book yours, and we will run the actual math. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.